Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, chapter 7, the Lord Shiva Saves the Universe. We're just going to read the translations for 4 and 5 and 6 and 7. And we'll read the text for 8. Thus the demons remain silent, opposing the desire of the demigods. Seeing the demons and understanding their motive, the personality of God had smiled. Without discussion, he immediately accepted their proposal by grasping the tail of the snake. And the demigods followed him. God, he gave up the head for the tail. After thus adjusting how the snake was to be held, the sons of Kasyapa, both demigods and demons, began their activities, desiring to get nectar by churning the ocean of milk. O son of the Pandu dynasty, when Mandara mountain was thus being used as a churning rod in the ocean of milk, it had no support. And therefore, although held by the strong hands of the demigods and demons, it sank into the water. Because the mountain had been sunk by the strength of providence, the demigods and demons were disappointed, and their faces seemed to shrivel. Text number 8. Viloka Vignesha Vidim Tadashvaro. Tarantavirya Vitata Visandibdi. Kritva Vapu Kachapam. Adbhutam mahat pravisha toyam kiram ujahara. Vilokya, observing, vigna, the obstruction, the sinking of the mountain. Isha vidim, by the providential arrangement. Tada, then. Ishvaraha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Duranta viryaha, inconceivably powerful. Avitata, infallible. Avisandhi, whose determination? Kritva, expanding. Vapu, body. Kachapam, tortoise. Adbhutam, wonderful. Mahat, very great. Pravisha, entering. Toyam, the water. Girim, the mountain, Mandara, Ujjahara, lifted. Translation of purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Seeing the situation that had been created by the will of the Supreme, the unlimitedly powerful Lord, whose determination is infallible, took the wonderful shape of a tortoise, entered the water and lifted the great Mandara mountain. Purport. Here is evidence that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the supreme controller of everything. As we have personally described, there are two classes of men, the demons and the demigods. But neither of them are supremely powerful. Everyone has experienced that hindrances are imposed upon us by the superior power. The demons regard these hindrances as mere accidents or chance, but devotees accept them to be the acts of the Supreme Ruler. When faced with hindrances, therefore, devotees pray to the Lord, Tate nukampam susamikshamano punjana evatma kritam vipakam. Devotees endure hindrances, accepting them to be the cause by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and regarding them as benedictions. Demons, however, being unable to understand the Supreme Controller, regard such hindrances as accidental. Here, of course, the Supreme Personality of Godhead was present personally. It was by his will that there were hindrances, and by his will those hindrances were removed. The Lord appeared as a tortoise to support the great mountain. Chitir iha vipatare tavatishti priste. The Lord held the great mountain on his back. Keshavadrita kurma sharira jaya jagadisha hare. Dangers can be created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they can also be removed by him. This is known to devotees, but demons cannot understand it.
Among Vishnu Braya Krishna Prasthaya
Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane, Namaste Saraswatim Deve Gauravani Pacharane, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Sitarane. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains the same thing in a number of different ways. For instance, here, that the demons cannot accept that everything is controlled by Krishna. And in the 16th chapter, when Krishna is describing the demons, he mentions that also in many different ways, but one of them is pravritim cha nivrittim cha jana na vidu asara nisocham na pichaparo nisatyam teshu vidyate. The demons are pravritim, what's to be done, and what nivrittim, what's not to be done. Pravitim jana, vritim jana, na vidura asura. The demons don't know what's to be done and what's not to be done. Because the only way you can find out what's to be done and what's not to be done is you have to find out from Krishna ultimately. Because Krishna, he knows exactly what's to be done and what's not to be done. What we're supposed to do is serve Krishna, but unless we find out what Krishna wants us to do, then we won't know what to be done. The basic principle is that Krishna is the owner of everything. And if he's the owner of everything, everything must be utilized in his service. Otherwise, we hear from the Shastra, and we know by experience, the very basic fact that Krishna Bahirmukha Bhoga Vanchitare Nikatasta Ta Dari Chapitya Dari. That Krishna Bahirmukha Bhoga Vanchitare. As soon as we turn our face away from Krishna, then the result is that Nikatasta Maya, that Maya who's standing right next to us, that Chapitya Dari, she slaps us into material consciousness. Forgetfulness of Krishna means that automatically one will start looking around for something in the material world to enjoy. The Ayatova Sham Pumsa. It's inevitable. And the inevitable result of such a contemplation is that one loses one's intelligence. And intelligence means, ultimately, real intelligence means spiritual intelligence. These things are lost. The ability to perceive that one's identity as a spirit soul and one's relation with the Supreme Lord is diminished. So, if one doesn't find out from Krishna, then one is lost. Now, Krishna also has the representatives, but the representatives are supposed to repeat what Krishna says. They're supposed to know what Krishna says. Not just repeat what Krishna says, they're actually supposed to know Krishna's desire. Of course, repeating may get it somewhat correct, or even correct sometimes, but there Krishna gives many instructions, and therefore we may tell someone to do on behalf, something to do on behalf of Krishna, and it might be wrong. But luckily the super soul is in the heart, and if the devotee is intelligent enough to read the scriptures, and there, he has the association of sadhus, he may question whether this is the right choice or not. Or the right instruction. Therefore, andayatan deropigiyamanaste pisha tantra urudami vada. The blind should not have to, it's their responsibility to find someone who's not blind to follow. If they automatically just follow anyone that they think or they're attracted to, whether they're blind or not, then one takes the responsibility. We can't blame if there's a blind person on the street and you choose to select him as your leader, that's your problem. So one has to know what knowledge is. You have to know what the qualifications of someone who's not blind. Otherwise, one will be cheated. If you go into the grocery store and ask for a pound of gold, and they tell you it's on sale, it's only 5 euros a kilo. And if you buy such gold, then you'll get cheated because you don't know what gold is. You don't know what the value of gold is. So Pravritim Jhana Vritim Jhana Navidar Asara Nasocham. They're not clean. Nasatyam. Nasocham napichachiro nasatyam teshu vidyate. Satyam and socham, two brahminical qualifications. Truthfulness and cleanliness. And cleanliness means no lust, no anger, no greed, etc. And truthfulness means Krishna. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one does not know that Krishna is the Supreme Controller, he's the Supreme Enjoyer, and he's the Supreme Friend of everyone, then what everyone is saying is partly false. It's absolutely false, actually. And the chapi chap, na, pravitim cha, navritim cha, janam, navidur asara, the socham, napichachara. They don't know what's proper behavior. They don't know how to work under the direction of Krishna and his representatives. And therefore they're puffed up, thinking themselves to be the lord of material nature, and therefore all the bad qualities described in the 16th chapter become bestowed upon them. Dumbo, Dharpa, Bhimunas cha, Krodha, Porusham, Eva cha, Agana, Abhita, Chasya, Samparta, Sampadam, Asarim. They're benedicted with things like Krodha, anger, arrogance, false prestige, so many different bad qualities is what they become manifested. Although sometimes they cover over with a little bit of sweetness to attract. Just like a snake may have a nice diamond on its head so that people become attracted to it. But its only aim is to bite. So what is the vision of a person who doesn't know what's to be done, what's not to be done? Or he's not truthful, he's not clean, he doesn't have proper behavior. So Krishna says, asatyam apratishtam te jagarahor nishvaram aparashparam sambhutyam kemanyakam ahayatukam. They say the whole world is unreal. That's the whole pervading philosophy in modern society. Even religions, they have this conception, impersonalism or voidism, materialism. So-called religions, their leaders are pervaded with this philosophy, or they espouse this philosophy. They don't believe God is a person. They don't believe that we're supposed to surrender to a person. Asatyam, they don't believe there's such a thing as truth. They make it up as they go along. Like modern society, the legislators, they make up reality. They pass laws, not according to any standard authorized law, according to the laws of nature. They just make it up as they go along. And nowadays we find even the legislator doesn't even bother making laws anymore. And the judiciary system doesn't work anymore. Some executive just makes it up as he goes along. And people have no choice but to follow, because the whole society is based upon falsity, especially false paper money that a few people can control and print up and control the whole world just by printing up either digitally their so-called money or paper money and control the whole world, control the whole narrative, control everything. Demand people, either you follow us or you starve. It's not out of love. The people, they're not in control at all, even of their own food. After so many years of taking people off our farms, separating, dividing families up, destroying the family structure, getting people depending on artificially grocery stores, etc., they've gotten a situation where everything, they just say all kinds of untruths, and people just, they have no choice, even if they don't accept it, but they have to follow it. And most people are so dull, they actually believe that these so-called leaders are actually have some knowledge. Although they have no idea of the difference between matter and spirit, they never talk about God. That's considered, you can get arrested in some universities in America if you talk about God, spoiling people's consciousness. As I mentioned, we were declared a dangerous cult in one country, in Europe, and the reasons for declaring us a dangerous cult was that we have the nerve to go out in the street and chant the holy names of God. And the other criminal thing that we're doing is that we're vegetarians. Spoil the economy. So they've created this so-called reality, which even any intelligent person doesn't accept, but they're forced to follow it. Otherwise, they're afraid of starving to death. Because if you don't accept the so-called reality that we've created, then we fire you, don't have a job, and you starve. So we get rid of all the people who have some knowledge, some honesty. We get rid of them. We just starve them to death because they won't accept the falsity that we've created as the reality. That the emperor actually has clothes. You just don't see them. Asatyam apratishtam te. They say the world has no foundation. There's no karma. There's no reincarnation. There's no rhyme or reason to the universe. So why should there be any logic or reasoning for what we're saying? Why should you point out all the inconsistencies that we're telling you? Because the whole universe is always changing all the time. There's no foundation. There's no laws. There's no reality. We just make it up as we go along. Jagadahor Anishvaram. There's no controller. We're the controller. We may not control the whole universe yet, but we're the best controller you have around. We're as close to a control as you can get. And to prove it, we'll starve you to death if necessary. Or we'll manipulate you in such a way as you have to jump when we say jump. And if you don't accept it, then you'll find out who's the Ishvara. Like Prahlad Maharaj wouldn't accept that Hiranyakashipu was the Ishvara. And lo and behold, eventually, when things got too difficult, Hiranyakashipu found out who the actual Ishvara is, or at least one above him. Although he didn't accept Nrisimhadeva as Ishvara, but he realized when the nails were in his chest that he was better than he was. Aparashpa, sambut kimanya kamahai, and the whole world is just based on sex. Kama. We're trying to fulfill our desires, you're trying to fulfill our desires. But since we're the controller, our desires come first. And what is our desire? Then Krishna tells us what these demons' desire is in the next verse. What is their ultimate desire? Etam drishtim avashtavya nashtatmano nabudhya pravanya karmana shaye jagato hita. So, following such conclusions, and it all comes in a package, if you don't believe this truth, you don't believe in karma, you don't reincarnation, there's no God, etc., then what is the conclusion? Following such conclusions and loss to themselves as a spiritual being, and everyone else is a spiritual being, they create horrible, unbeneficial works meant to destroy the world. So it's not like only recently the demons have been trying to destroy the world. No, it's been ongoing since time immemorial. Sometimes it gets a little bit better. And so sometimes the demons are not so much in control. And sometimes they're more in control. But for the past hundreds or maybe thousands of years, the demons have been pretty much in control. And it's only they've gotten more and more control because everyone has become more or less an asura. have become a victim of sense gratification and impersonalism of Mayavadi philosophy. Therefore, they sharpen their sword, become more and more expert deluding people through their mass media, their mass propaganda, that there's no God, that you can become God if you get enough money. Or we're God, and if you don't follow us, then we starve you to death, so at least worship us, because we're just like Kamsa. Actually, I guess it was Kamsa. He arrested his father. He started to persecute all the dynasties, the Satvika dynasty, the Darshaha dynasty. And then he started to kill his nephews, one after another, smash them on the ground. And so this is too much for some of his followers, or maybe even normal people. And they came to him and said, Kamsa, this is not a good idea. But ultimately they became his followers, because he was the guy in control. And if you wanted to eat, didn't want to have a bad time, then you said yes. You're God. So there's a present situation. People have been, they've gotten addicted to all kinds of sense gratification to an extent which is greater than any history that we know of, because we don't know all the different Kali Yugas. Except we do know at the end people are eating their own children. So things can get worse, although it appears that they're doing a pretty good job of being sinful right now. And therefore they've lost their intelligence. And because they've lost their intelligence, they don't correct the biggest hogs, dogs, camels, and asses, who've completely lost their intelligence. And as they're killing animals, they're killing their children. So the big leaders are after killing humanity, killing them psychologically, killing them morally, killing them physically. Modern medicine, modern warfare, modern everything is not meant for the benefit of people. It's meant for the destruction, for the gain of a few people. And since they're controlling all the money, money means nothing to them, but they enjoy watching other people suffer. Like Magrari the hunter. The more demoniac you become, the more instead of loving everyone, you want to see, you enjoy people suffering. The ultimate control that you have life and death over them, like God. But people who are so intoxicated, their energy has been so dissipated by sinful activities, their intelligence is so diminished, they can't see what's taking place. But ultimately, Krishna has come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to make at least a happy ending to the story. And by the chanting, the loud chanting of the holy name, that if even the trees, according to Haridasa Thakura, and the plants can be awakened to their Krishna consciousness, so by the loud chanting of the holy name, purely, as much as we can purely chant it, then even the unconscious human beings can be awakened to reality. That there is a God, and that they're eternally servants of Krishna. That's all we have to convince people of. We don't have to tell them volumes and volumes of philosophy. Just if they understand that they're eternal, and that there is a supreme person who's all attractive, and that if they take shelter of him, he can protect them. That's all we have to tell people. And if they do that, then gradually they'll have a society of civilized human beings, which has not been present since a long time, at least not in the Western world. Whereas Gandhi said when he went to England, and they asked him, what do you think of English civilization? And Gandhi's reply was, I think it would be a good idea. So we may be proud that we're living in the most so-called civilized society, but it's actually the most degraded society in history. Even the animals would be embarrassed to be... Even the animal society, they don't do such sinful activities this year. The animals would be embarrassed to be identified with human society nowadays. Someone said, you're an animal. The animals would reply if they could, wait a second, we're not that degraded. So our mission is to distribute the holy name, distribute this philosophy that there is a God, Krishna, he's all attractive, he's our best friend, and if we take shelter of him, he'll help us and protect us, at least from performing sinful activities ourselves and becoming deluded by mass ignorance. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions or comments? Yes.
Thank you. So my question is about independent thinking and following the authorities. So apparently they can be in conflict at some point. So how can we find the balance?
Well, if your authorities are Krishna conscious, and they're telling you something, what's the problem? Then you have to use your intelligence to figure out how to follow them in the best possible way. Why should there be a conflict? Now, if your authorities tell you to go out and kill a cow and bring it back, you know, that you may have to question, you know. But if they're telling you some Krishna conscious direction, something, then our intelligence should be made to figure out how to do it the best possible way. Then we'll make great spiritual advancement. Now our false ego will tell us something else, but that doesn't mean our false ego is a pure devotee. We should follow it. Anything else? Yes.
Thank you, Maharaj, for this class, reminding us that the tussle between demigods and demons has been going on since time immemorial, but right now it seems as though, not it seems, the demons definitely are having control right now of the world. But Srila Prabhupada also said that in your lifetime you will see Krishna consciousness leaders come up. So when that happens, they can make changes in policies and make things happen so that Krishna consciousness spreads more and more. So is this something we can look forward to in our lifetime, or what was Prabhupada mentioning?
Well, don't worry, you're eternal.
Huh?
You're eternal. So if we don't go back to Godhead, there'll be many more lifetimes. But as far as waiting for the Messiah is to come and save us, no, we have to do something ourselves. Prabhupada wasn't saying, well, just sit back, relax, take prasadam, the Messiah will come and save everyone. No, this is an opportunity for us to do something and get the credit for it. And if we don't, then even the Messiah came and saved everyone. If we don't do anything, he won't save us. We'll be the last one left. So it's up to us to take advantage of the situation and become sincere and serious about Krishna consciousness. And then at least if no one else gets saved, we'll be saved.
Jai. Thank you.
Anything else? Khala. Grantarai Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.